We're still in Luke 12:1. Hopefully we'll finish studying hypocrisy. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2, I think. Let's start in verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, silver and gold.
You said 1 Peter 2:18.
I know, no, 1 Peter 2:1, but we're starting in 1 Peter.
Okay.
We're starting in 1 Peter chapter 1 Peter, verse 18, chapter 1.
Pardon? Can you interpret that so we know where we're supposed to be?
Translation, please.
Hmm?
Where are we at?
1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 18.
Chapter 1, okay.
For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, silver and gold, from your vain conversation or manner of life, received by tradition from your fathers. Now that sentence is an incredible sentence. You were not redeemed with corruptible things like your vain manner of life received by tradition from your fathers. Is there any part of your life that wasn't received by tradition from your fathers? Or mothers? Or surroundings? Vain means a puff of smoke, fruitless, without value, purposeless. That's why it's so critical to always remember that whatsoever is esteemed among men is abomination to God. Why? Because everything that's received among men, from men, is self-realization. Protection, safety, and it's all a puff of smoke. What?
I'm not read ahead.
But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, or remember, born from above, not of corruptible seed, not of corruptible sperm, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth away. But the word of the Lord, Rhema, endureth forever. this is the word which by the gospel was preached unto you. And that word there is logos. Wherefore, because of all that, laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies.
Something I saw just talking in the world. When you think about redemption, and every man wants redemption at some point, at least.
At all points.
Yeah, but then it says, but with the precious blood of Christ. It's like, I thought of Cain and Abel. You know, Cain saw this and understood what redemption was. Abel didn't see it. So he should have been glad to have been rejected in his offering. But he just didn't see it.
And even then, why is your countenance fallen? Know ye not the sin offering lieth at the door?
Yeah.
So he had many chances. All right.
Wait a minute. Vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, is that idolatry?
No. It's a manner of life.
It's like what society says is appropriate and proper. Ways to live.
Do what?
It's like that's what society's telling you how to live, and
right,
how to behave, and how to act. It's all the to-dos of the world.
It's especially
conversations.
It's all vain, empty, fruitless. Remember, in Proverbs it says, they will speak well of you when you do well unto yourselves.
But it's not an idolatry issue.
Well, it's everything. It's what I've said before. There's nothing you know that you haven't learned. You haven't robbed somebody from it. From God's standpoint.
Yeah, but the answer is yes, it is idolatry. It is.
Well, it's everything. It's everything evil. It's not just idolatry. Ideas, opinions, manner of life, how you live, what you think is proper, what you think is good.
The outside versus the inside?
Yeah, that's why God only sees the inside, but the outside has to conform to the inside, otherwise it's hypocrisy. But it's not just inside, it's inside. It's the new creation in the inner man, the cardia. His life has replaced your life. The way is complete. Amen? You're not amen. You're amening with your head, but your mind is going.
Well, amen is a big word. You know, you don't amen unless you believe.
Well, you amen by nodding your head.
Yeah, but I didn't say it. The nod is that it's still working. So.
He has his fingers crossed behind his back.
this is such a big deal. I mean,
it's everything.
It is. It's the whole thing.
Again, that's why and Luke, remember, beware of the leaven. First of all, above all things, beware you the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Now tell me, there's no hypocrisy in us. We're full of it.
I had a hypocritical experience last night. This whole big deal, going to California, being honored by the university and all that. sham because I wasn't part of the team that actually was being honored. They invited me and included me, but I personally was not a part of the team. In fact, I was part of the team the following year that just crashed and burned, and everybody got hurt. I got hurt. Nobody did well at all, and it just was so appropriate for me to. And I was reading through some old newspaper articles of the time, and when I read the particular article, it was a total expose from my point of view. It was just right in keeping with everything we're studying, because it's hypocrisy.
Well, it's all that man is capable of. They will speak well of you when you do well unto yourself.
And I have tried to tell four or five times, but everybody turns a blind eye. You know, they don't want to know.
No, because that's their. It's like a football quarterback in high school that now is pumping gas. You know, he was the big man on campus, and so that's his life. It's all he talks about.
Bruce Springsteen wrote a song about that called Glory Days. I know you're not. I'm talking to him.
Glory Days. Well, it's a great song.
All right. Now let's go to Galatians 2. No, let's go to James first, since it's page James chapter 3. Verse 13, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good manner of life his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. The wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, and gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So there it's without hypocrisy. Now let's go to Galatians 2. To look a little bit about, I'll probably spend the rest of the time on this Galatians, because it's sort of interesting that we need to take again another look at what Paul did after his conversion. So we're going to start in Galatians 1. Verse 10. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. That's That's about as big as it gets. If I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my conversation or manner of life in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. This is why I used to say a lot that the only Bible school in the scripture is a school for Pharisees. And the idea of seminary, to go to learn how to do something, there's something the preachers in the first century came from the Satyrs as they went through the 3-year cycle over and over and were cemented in the word and the revelation. Then they began to preach. But it was by their life that they were taught, not by reading. Anyway, to reveal his Son in me, to reveal his Son in me, that's everything. There can't be two of you. That's why you must see your death. That I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles I saw none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which are right unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. So he's saying the synagogues of Judea, which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. Then for 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and Titus, and took Titus with me, I went by revelation and communicated unto them that the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And because the false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for 1 hour, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these, who seemed to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me, God accepteth no man's person. For they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me, But contrawise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to be to the apostleship of the circumcision, or the Jews, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him face to face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. The other Jews dissembled likewise. That's dissemble, were hypocrites likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away by their dissimulation, or by the hypocrisy. When I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew liveth after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, who compellest thou that the Gentiles to live as the Jews? So he withstood Peter because of their hypocrisy. But the point of it is, everything about Paul's gospel is to reveal Jesus Christ in us. Nothing else. No behavior. Any talks about behavior are that thing we call location of sphere. If you're in him, this will happen. If you're not in him, that will happen. But it's not to do's. Everybody wants to know what to do. What do I do about this? What do I do about that? That's why I used to say often that if I ever told anybody what to do, you should shoot me. But came down close to it a few times.
If you wanted to do,
it
would be to wait well, you can just hear the irony.
Favorite. I mean, the idea of it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than it is for a rich man. The idea of the largest unclean animal in the world was used to in the parable about the rich. Anyhow, that covers hypocrisy. Anything. Remember, all the world's a stage. The Bible says it far worse than that. All the world is grass. The men and women, all the world is empty and futile. The men and women are just grass and some flowers of the grass. Let's go to Isaiah 40 real quick.
It's interesting what we touched on the redemption and hypocrisy.
This is instructions. It's never changed. What a preacher has to say. Because you never know what to say.
Where are we?
Isaiah 40. Verse 3, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way the Lord and make straight in the desert a road or a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. That's not talking about geology or geography. It's talking about what's going on in your mind. It's the seven high places of your mind and the valleys between them. Well, what do you, and then he said, well, this is what it says. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? And this is what you cry. All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the grass or the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Now, you know, when we talk about, what do you say? There's, and that's one thing everybody knows. They just need a witness for it. You know, you've always known, I've always known deep within me that all the efforts were futile, empty. This is what I said, first thing I said to the new Bible study in California. Your life's a joke. It's time you realize it. What?
Well, I was thinking how most of the time our efforts are expended.
Purpose of saying that all flesh is grass, and the glory of the flesh is as a flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth away. There's nothing there. There's no there. That's why you enter into his rest. That's the only thing that's left to do.
Down
to not having hypocrisy
and not being deluded,
right? Because you have to put on the face. You have to put on the right face. They have classes showing you how to apply for jobs and what clothes to wear. I mean, there's nothing more illustrative. Look at our church. You dress up to go to church, to put on a face. No reality. By nature, it's hypocrisy. All right, turn and sell. Three people, you love them. I don't even know anything about you. On more than one occasion. That's probably why I got kicked out of churches. But I stood up and said, this is stupid. Above all things, my brethren, beware of hypocrisy. The problem with hypocrisy is you don't know it's there until you know it's there. Minds are blinded. That's why the preaching of the cross is the power of God.
Yeah, that's a direct assault against.
Yeah. You can piss off everybody without exception.
But not on purpose.
Sometimes. Take it, big time.